Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to the show, everyone. And you have reached none other than Lady C, the Nurturer, right here on the Nurturer's Corner Show, being a positive change agent in a negatively changing world. Thank you so much for joining us, as always, right here every Friday night, 9 p.m. Central Time. And I am super excited, as always, but definitely tonight, to be welcoming my special guest, none other than right here in the city of Chicago, whoop, whoop, none other than Mr. Eric B. Horn. Horn, have you joined us?
Yes, I'm here. Hey, Lady C, how you doing? Thank you for having me. Wow. I really, really appreciate it.
I am just ecstatic and so glad to have you on the show. Thank you so much for accepting the invitation. And people, I am telling you, you are in for a treat tonight. We tried our best to bring you nothing but the best because that's what you deserve. And I'm telling you, you are going to get it straight from the hip tonight. So, Mr. Horn, let's just chime right in and let's start by having you briefly introduce yourself to our listeners.
Well, once again, thank you, Lady C, for the opportunity to be on your show. I really appreciate it. Hello, everyone. My name is Eric B. Horn, and I'm the founder of Eric B. Horn Incorporated, which is a career management and professional development firm. My main goal is to have people focus on a career, whether that career is working a 9-to-5 or if you have your own business, but be more career focused as opposed to just having a job, because everyone should know what the acronym for job stands for. And for the individuals that don't know, it definitely stands for just over broke. I mean, everyone should be, you know, career focused, because if you're not taking control of your career, you better believe that someone else is, even if that person doesn't know if someone is taking control of their career, they are. So I would rather empower people to be in the driver's seat as opposed to being in the back seat when it comes to their career.
I love it. I love it. And I am just reminded, my daughter today, she's fresh out of college, woo-hoo, 4 year, hallelujah.
Right now.
of course, trying to stay on track and be in the right direction and all of that good stuff. And so she's been looking for a job. She got one. It wasn't what she thought it was. Now, check this out. She is 21. What's this? 7. She's 22. And she started the job and left the job in 3 days because it was not fitting for her. Now, some might frown on that, but I was turning flips inside, Eric, because what young person is smart enough to do that, you know? And because, I mean, you've got the time to really focus and get yourself to where you want to be and that kind of thing, you know? And plus, you're living with your parents. Look. Do what you got to do, right? But that's not even the part I'm shouting about. It's the fact that today we were just rubbing elbows, and she said, you know, I think that I don't think a job is for me. Eric, people that know me know I just cut a step right there. Yeah, I was like, I couldn't have said it better. Because she's working her business, and you know, first starting out, it's, you know how it goes, Eric. It is what it is, but you're beating the pavement, you're doing what you got to do as a small business owner, and you know, it sometimes can be discouraging, but again, she's living with her parents. We'll help you do what you got to do. We'll learn with you. We'll train you, whatever, but take advantage of that shelter, you know, while you have it, and maximize on it. And hopefully she's listening, Eric. So you want to chime in on that little segment right there?
Yeah, definitely. At least she knows what she doesn't want to be. 21 years old, fresh out of college, and making the decision that she doesn't want to work for anyone else, that's very powerful. And, you know, the decision that she made in 3 days, you still have people working for 15, 20, 25 years
at
a company. And they have it in their heart that they want to make that decision, but either they've gotten too comfortable or they don't want to take that risk.
Yes.
Most people her age who just graduated, right, they are pounding the pavement trying to look for their first job. And your daughter has developed a mindset to say she wants to be an employer as opposed to an employee. So
yes.
I definitely take my hat off. And she's young, and this is the perfect time for her to start a business, because she can always, you know, fall back on a degree and a job. But from what I'm just hearing about your daughter, she's probably going to do everything in her power to make the business successful. So my hat's off to her, because she made the decision on, you know, what she doesn't want to do, as opposed
yes.
to not knowing what she wants to do. So I definitely commend her on that.
Come on. Thank you so much. And I am certain that she appreciates all the encouragement she can get, definitely from someone of your caliber. Which, speaking of which, we're going to swing right into my first question, which is, what caused you to recognize how you could address and assist small business owners with their need? Because, I mean, you know, people recognize that, you know, small business owners need all the hand up that they can get, per se, especially when they're starting out, but not everyone knows how to help. So how did you recognize how you fit in that equation?
The biggest thing is how I fit is based off of my experience. I give you a quick story. I graduated from Chicago State University in 2003 with an IT degree, and I thought the path that was going to be laid for me was, I thought that I was going to work until I retired. However, how corporate America is when it comes to how it fluctuates, one day a company is riding high, and then the next day they are downsizing half of their staff. So at my first job, I worked there for 4 years. I received a promotion every year for those 4 years. So I was flying high until the Monday before Thanksgiving in 2008, when I was called into an office, and they just told me they let me go. It wasn't for any insubordination, or it wasn't based off of my production. It was just because they had to cut me, you know. And, you know, people sometimes lose they take their life when it comes to, you know,
true.
Not having a job, especially people who are, like, in the stock market and high stressful companies, especially if you have a family that's depending on that income. But the day that I got let go was the day that I came to the understanding that one of the ways that I was going to control my career is to start my own business. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I was still working a 9-to-5 while I was working the business, because strategy, and this is a strategy that I recommend everyone to do. If you are working a 9-to-5 and you have that passion to run your own business, of course, do not quit your job. Actually,
right.
Take a percentage of what you make. I mean, if you're married, talk to your spouse so you can work it out, but take a small percentage of what you make from the 9-to-5 and use that to fuel your 5-to-9. So, you know, mm-hmm. you're working your day job, but you're working on your dream at night. So I think the biggest piece that I can give for small business owners is just the overall needs. Small business owners are needed in this country. For anyone that says that there isn't yeah. any money to be made, that they're wrong, because a lot of people have the understanding or the mentality that they want to work for someone else. Me personally, I'd rather be a check writer as opposed to collecting a check from someone else, because at the end of the day, I have that mentality, you eat what you kill, and not to be violent, but at the end of the day, if you're a hunter, you're a business owner, you're going to do everything in your power to close that deal, to build those relationships that will lead to a sale, or find those clients that, you know, you can help and assist them in hitting their goal. But like I said, to wrap around to answer your question, with the services that I provide, even though it's geared towards career management, professional development, small business, one of the best things that I can do to assist my clients is to be very transparent. And if it's a bad idea, I'm going to let them personally know it's a bad idea, because I would rather tell you and be honest with you and tell you that this is a bad idea. However, I'm just not going to leave you in the bad idea trenches. I'm going to figure out and work with you to turn that bad idea into a great idea, because you have a lot of people that say that they want to help people, whatever niche that you're in or whatever sector that you are serving, but they're just in it for the money and they're just giving people bad advice. You know, it's like I tell people, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I would rather tell you the truth now and help you figure out a way to still get what you need to get done, as opposed to lie to you and then take your money and then just leave you out there in the cold. So the transparency is the biggest piece for me, because regardless of what product I'm selling or what book I'm writing or whatever, I'm very, very transparent with the person. And that, I think that will probably be my best attribute. Everything else is just processes and techniques and things of that nature. But the main thing is, especially when it comes to a new client, let me build that foundation with you and be very truthful about where you are, and then help you get to where you would want to be. So that's the best way I can assist small business owners' needs.
Wow, I love it. Now, do you only work with small business, or is that just your main?
No, the main three tracks that I work with, college graduates who are just starting out in their career. Well, I should say college graduates and parents of college graduates, because it's a joint effort. Because, you know, when I graduated, my mom was like, don't move back home, which I understand, because once you get your degree, you want to fend for yourself. But it's very, very challenging to navigate once you get out of college, and you still need that family support. So what I do is work with the graduates and the parents of the college graduates. So that's one track. Another track would be mid-level professionals, because once you are past the entry level or the, you know, college graduate phase, you've been in your career for 4 to 7 to 10 years, I've come to realize, and this is working through a lot of clients, that, you know, sometimes people in their mid-careers, they hate what they do, they're stressed out, they're burnt out, they want to transition. So what I do is take mid-level professionals who either are, because it can be two stages. One, they can just be a little burnt out and they need, you know, to be rejuvenized in regards to their career? Because sometimes you can, you know, lose the love of what you're doing. Or if someone wants to start a new career, I help them transition from their current career to their new career, but also help them try to fill in that financial gap, because a lot of people lose out once they go from one industry or one career to the next. They lose a lot of that money. So what I do is not only I set a plan out for them to how to successfully transition, but how to transition and still kind of keep that same type of pay rate, whether it be them, like, for example, I work with a client where they transitioned to another industry, and it was they were in danger of losing $30,000. It was a $30,000 pay cut, but I helped them create a service so they can do what they want to do by transitioning, but at the same time help fill in that financial gap, which is huge, because if you take a hit, right, you know, you still have bills to pay and things of that nature. So that's what I do with mid-level professionals. And the last track that I work with would be small business owners, specifically small women business owners. And what I do is let me use this as a disclaimer. I feel that male mentorship for women business owners is very, very important, but not to the point where I'm saying that a woman can't do the same thing from a business perspective that a man can do. I solely feel that is very, very I know women right now that are killing it right now, which is a very, very good thing, because at the end of the day, you're being successful. But for a woman to navigate in a male-dominated industry, you need male mentorships to help you navigate and not fall into those pitfalls, because I'm all for women business owners, but you have a lot of men out there that don't. I'm just being very honest. You have a lot of men out there that feel that the glass ceiling is still a good thing. Me personally,
right.
I don't believe in those things, but it's out there. Once again, I'm not trying to sugarcoat the situation, but you have a lot of men out there that don't want to see women succeed. But what I do is, you know, take a small group of women every month and help them work out their business problems and give them the support and the advice that they need, and overall the perspective from a male's point of view. So if there's something that they're not looking at from their point of view, what I do is kind of give them some insight. So at the end of the day, they can take that back, they can apply that to their business, and they can thrive more. So once again, those three tracks would be college graduates, you have mid-level professionals, and you have women small business owners.
Eric, you have blown me away. You say you meet with a small group of women every month. Man, what the world? Plug a sister in.
I'll even be more specific. What I do is called it's a business intensive that I call biz therapy. And what it does, it takes between 5 to 6 women business owners. We lock ourselves in a conference room, and there are two things that happen. You know, it's a very intimate group of women, and within the group, they talk about their current business challenges. And what I do is, after listening to their business challenges, I lead the charge when it comes to giving them advice. But the magic really happens when the other 5 to 6 women in the room start to share ideas with the other women. I mean, it's some things that I couldn't have come up with by myself, but just putting the women in the room, you know, giving them the male perspective, but then the other women chiming in and the other women giving small business advice is huge. I've been doing it for maybe 6 months now. It's been very, very successful. And like I said, what I do is also, you know, when it comes to business, and I can be very, very transparent, you know, a lot of people say they want to do something, but then when it comes to action, it falls on deaf ears. So if someone is interested and they wanted to do it, my team and I, we take the applicant through a application process. So we're just not scratching the surface with the business. We're asking critical questions to pull the right information out of the applicant. And, you know, it's worked wonders. I mean, we've gotten great testimonials from women business owners, and I'm just happy to play that part because
yes.
For the majority of this presentation has been on the business side, but you know, I have a little girl, and I want to make sure that you know, me being her father, I want to make sure she gets the right guidance. But I know for a fact that all of the guidance is not just going to come from me. Hopefully, you know, I can pay it forward, and other males can empower her on certain aspects, whether it's a certain business or her career or whatever the case may be. So it's just a pay it forward moment. But yeah, I love the business intensive biz therapy. So.
Wow. And how can we, you know, listeners and myself tap into being included in that? Is there something on your website, or do we call you? Do we track you down on Facebook?
The best way to do it, cause like we're still reviewing applications now, is you can send an email, and that email address is info@ericbhorn.com. I'll say it one more time. That's info@ericbhorn.com. And in the subject line, you can just put biz therapy application. And then as soon as we get the email, one of my admins will shoot you back another email with the link. And then you can start to fill out the overall process. So actually we're reviewing applications for our August intensive, which is almost full. So if anyone is listening and they wanted to fill out an application, the best thing to do is shoot for the September intensive.
Okay. That's good. That's good stuff right there. And I know my listeners are writing down which way they're going to go with Mr. Horn. Tell me this, and man, time is really running away from us. You have really set us off, and I know I'm going to be under demand to bring you back, and we'll just coordinate that. Tell me this, what's the number one trend that small businesses need to break out of to have good success, especially in today's negative industry world?
Oh, I can definitely tell you that. And what I'm going to tell you, I'm still working on it myself. So okay. It's not like I'm ahead of the game, but it's being patient when it comes to your business. In this day and age, things happen so fast, whether it's getting information or just everything, because we live in a digital age where we can gain access to so much information in a click of a button. However, and like I said, I'm still learning this. You got to have patience and know that the process works. Actually, I had a very good friend of mine. We had like a come to Jesus conversation a couple of days ago. And I was very, very frustrated that, you know, some things aren't moving as fast as I want them to move in my business. However, she gave me a reality check and said, you know, the pain that you're feeling and the frustration that you're feeling right now, it's a part of the process. So you need to embrace it. You need to be more patient, or you need to figure out what's something else that I can do as a business owner to help speed up that process. So she was like, you know, me complaining about it, that's not going to help. So with that, I took the fact that, okay, I need to work harder, know that, you know, the good Lord has blessed me with this business. So I know he's not going to, you know, leave me out there to fail. But also, I have to know that with the success that I know and I expect that's going to come to me once the good Lord blesses me with that massive success, is I need to be patient, because obviously there's some things that I still need to work on my end that I'm not ready for this huge, massive success. And I feel that a lot of small business owners think, okay, as soon as they open up their doors or their website goes live, that they're going to make $100,000 next month. That's so not the case. And being patient and understanding that there is a process, and also, let me just say this fast, the process that you go through, is you shouldn't have to go through it alone, because a lot of entrepreneurs feel that they're on their own islands, and, you know, as business owners, we need to stick together more, encourage people more, regardless if you're in the same industry or not. But that would be my number one trend for people to stop thinking that success is not going to happen. I mean, success is going to happen the next day. One of the quotes that, you know, I tell people a lot, and I need to tell myself this, the only thing that happens overnight is another day. That's it. So people who want to, so people who want to have overnight success, that's not going to happen. It's never going to happen because, you know, it's a process. So for the listeners out there, you know, if you, you feel like you're not making any progress, continue to work harder. You are making if you decide to work on the business each and every day, you're making progress because you're telling yourself that one day it will happen, and continue to push yourself. For anybody out there thinking that it's going to happen overnight, I hate to bust your bubble, but I would rather be truthful and say it's not going to happen overnight. And if it does happen very quickly, as soon as you gain it, it's going to go away just as fast. So you want to you want to treat your business you want to treat your business like a crock pot as opposed to a microwave oven. You know, a crock pot is very, very slow, but it cooks the meat at the right pace for you to you know, enjoy your meal. So please, guys out there, have patience. Number one thing.
Wow. Wow. This is good stuff. This is good stuff. I love it. I love it. Well, we're wrapping up. Can you give me, I guess, your main item of advice in about 60 seconds or so? What would be your main item of advice to those of us who want to be trendsetting small business coaching type people like yourself?
Believe in yourself, because you're going to have people out there that will try to knock you in what you're doing. Whatever you pursue, let it be your passion, because people don't do it for the money. Do it for the passion and for the love of what you will want to do, because that passion will help you get over some challenges that you will face as a business owner. And, you know, I welcome people to be in the same space. I mean, I need people to be in this type of space with me, because I can collaborate with them, and they can challenge me, and I can challenge them, because the world needs your talent. The world needs your gifts. So, you know, whoever's listening to this, get off your butts and start a business to serve the world. You have a gift and a talent that God has given you. So definitely use it to serve others. That's what it's all about.
Love it. Love it. Well, like I said, Eric, I'm certain that I'll be coordinating with you to bring you back, because you have truly, tremendously blessed not just our listeners, but myself. And I'm definitely going to be sending you an email for an application, because I need to get in that space with you and your people and the ladies. Let's see what all of our heads together can help Legacy the Nurturer happen. So thank you once again. Thank you so much for being on the show. And like I said, I'll be bringing you back real soon. That's all our time, everybody. Thank you so much. And we'll be talking to you again. Everybody, stay tuned next Friday, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'll be right here, same station, with Lady C, the Nurturer, being the positive change in the negatively changing world. Good night.